What am I doing? What am I currently doing in my routine? What things have I cut out? What supplements am I taking right now? What's my goal? My workouts, my nutrition. What mistakes am I making and what's going really well? I think sometimes it's important for people that get on social media or get on podcasts like me and preach and try to coach people and say, this is the right way to do it. I like for them to kind of share, are you actually doing it? And where are you messing up a little bit? Or what's going really well? Or what have you learned? I also like to hear from people like, hey, I'm doing this now and it's really beneficial. And that's what I want to pass off today.
This is the game of food.
This is the game of food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
So what am I doing? I think the first thing that I would like to share is some things that I've cut out. So if you follow me on Facebook, you probably saw, or maybe some of you saw some Facebook posts about me cutting out caffeine. So I've had an on and off again relationship with caffeine. I'll do caffeine. I started at like 27 years old, something like that. I was doing coffee. I was doing the pre-workout. You know, it was way too much. And then I would cut it out completely. Like I'm never going back. And then I'd slowly bring back caffeine. And then I'd cut it out and say, I'm never going back. Well, I really hope that I never go back this time. And I honestly think I will, because I think I'm not going to go back. And I think it's going to stick this time is because I've noticed way more benefits now than when I would cut it out before. I only cut out caffeine because I was noticing some negatives. And then when I cut it out, I was like, okay, good. I don't have those negatives. But now I'm noticing like some overwhelming positives. And I think that what is going to encourage me to never go back to caffeine. Now, I might have a cup of coffee on a beach with my wife in the morning as we watch the sunrise or something like that. Like I'm going to use it as like maybe a social thing or something like that. But what I mean by never go back is like it won't be a part of my daily routine ever again. And I really hope that it sticks this time. Now, why do I hope that I never go back to caffeine? Well, because I don't think it helps with mental focus at all. I don't believe anybody that says, yeah, I can't have my coffee, or I can't focus because I don't have my coffee. Here's what I found with caffeine is it helped me get more talkative and alert earlier in the day. So I felt like when I was drinking my morning coffee, I could like record a video like this, or I could take that morning phone call or that morning meeting and I could be more talkative and alert, but it would not help me with focus. As a matter of fact, I think it hurts my focus a little bit drinking caffeine because I would jump from project to project, or I'd look at my phone, or I'd look out the window. I'd get this project like 40% done and then move on to the next one and get it like 60% done. And by the end of the day, I'm like, gosh, I didn't get anything all the way done. I'm not finished. They're just partially done. Why am I jumping around like a squirrel? Another reason I don't want to go back to caffeine is because I feel like I am getting to sleep faster than ever. No, probably not ever. Probably back to when I was like a kid. When I was a kid, I could fall asleep quickly. And I haven't been like that for a long time, 15 years, or I don't know how long. And finally, I am getting back to that. And it's been really great. I feel better now with 8 hours of sleep than drinking caffeine all day. And I think you guys would too. If you delete the caffeine, or you don't have to delete it, I don't care what you do, but if you're like me and you can't stand it anymore, deleting the caffeine and getting 8 hours of good sleep and getting to sleep quicker, you're going to feel better than any amount of caffeine. That's my opinion. And so I'm getting to sleep a lot quicker. And I think one of those factors is caffeine. I think there's other factors because I'm going to share my sleep routine here shortly. Now, something else I've cut out, I haven't cut it out completely, is alcohol. Now, alcohol, I like to just have it socially, you know, maybe with some friends, maybe on date night. But the wife and I don't always do that on date night either. You know, and I can't think of any others. I want to have like a drink or two socially, but right now I'm not drinking very much alcohol. So I've kind of cut that out because at the end of the day, I think a lot of people want to get results and keep some of the alcohol. They want to keep a glass of red wine or have some beers at the tailgate and stuff like that. And it is possible. You can improve your health. You can get the weight off your body and do get great results. And drink some alcohol, some limited alcohol. And I can help people do that. And our coaches on our team can do that too. But at the end of the day, it's a poison and it hurts my recovery. And so I don't want that habit. I don't want to have that every single weekend, or I don't want to like binge drink and stuff like that. So I've cut that out too. Not completely. Caffeine, I've cut out completely. Alcohol, it's very limited, we'll call it. My next I want to share is my sleep routine, because it's going pretty good right now. I am getting 7 and 8 hours of sleep and it's consistent. Because there was a time in my life where I thought like getting 4 to 6 hours was best so that you could get more done in a day. You know, I thought I was wasting time. I didn't prioritize my recovery at all and it just ended up burning me out. And so I would really recommend all of you get 8 hours of sleep, no matter your age or gender, no matter your job. I think you need 8 hours of sleep. And so I wanted to share like some new things to my sleep routine. So the wife and I are working on getting the cell phones out. Those cell phones, those pesky cell phones came back in and we were scrolling before bed. And now we've kind of made a commitment to get those out again. But some new things I've added I wanted to share was a nasal strip. So I have like partial blockage in one of my nostrils. A doctor told me that. I didn't really know that till he told me that. And it really, it didn't affect my day, I thought. But, you know, I saw some people wearing nasal strips to bed. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just see why they're doing this. So I bought some nasal strips and I wore them before bed and I got like immediate like benefits and it felt really good. So it would like open up my nostrils. I was breathing, and I have allergies too. So not only do I have partial blockage, but with allergies, then I have even more blockage and congestion and stuff like that. So I felt like I could breathe. And I think that is definitely helping with my sleep. I mean, now if I had to stop taking those nasal strips, I'd be like, man, I don't know if I'm going to sleep very good tonight. Okay. So if anybody, I was going to say, if you have blockage, try them, but just try them. And just buy a pack of the nasal strips and see if your sleep improves. My wife picks on me because I look funny with them on, but I just told her the other night, I'm like, you better get used to it because I like these nasal strips for bed and I think I'm committing to these forever. Another new thing to my sleep routine, I've always had a sleep supplement because I felt like, you know, if I get a few days in a row where I'm getting crappy sleep, I'm going to start taking the supplement for a couple of days to get me back to normal. And then I just decided, I saw some guy, he was taking melatonin every night and he took very limited amounts. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that too. I'm going to add to my sleep routine and see if it helps. And so I take 3 milligrams of melatonin, which is not that much. It's one dose out of my bottle. And I think that helps too. After 20, 30 minutes of taking that, I feel drowsy. I feel kind of like, oh, can't keep my eyes open. And that's not normal for me. Sometimes I get more alert at night. And it's been fun. It's been good to like feel real tiredness and want to hit the pillow and get to sleep. That's not normal for me. But those are the big reasons why sleep has been so good. And if you do the melatonin every night, don't Google like the maximum dose. You know, it's probably 9 or 10 milligrams. You don't need to take that much. Just take one dose out of the bottle and see if it helps. And don't try to max out on everything. Everybody's maxing out on supplements, caffeine and protein powder and vitamins, you know, trying to get like as much as possible. Well, with melatonin, just take one dose and see if it helps or not. For me, it has. Sleep is awesome right now. Okay, for my workout routine, guys, I'm always going to the gym 5 days a week, and I'm going to the gym and I'm using barbell, dumbbell, and machines. That's what I'm always doing. But right now, I'm in a muscle building phase, so my calories are a little bit higher and stuff, and I do want things to be bigger and rounder and change the shape of certain muscle groups, and so that's what I'm working on in my strength routine. There was a time I talked about my six-week blocks. I'm in a six-week block right now, and then I might do a maintenance phase after my next 6 week block and just kind of maintain and kind of recover for a few weeks and stuff like that. So my workout routine is the same. The goals change. So my main focus was legs in my first two blocks. And now in my next two blocks here, I'm focusing on chest as the number one thing. Now I work on all muscle groups, so all of them will improve, but I put a lot more into chest right now. So that's what my workouts kind of look like. And I go 5 days a week. I'm coaching flag football right now, so sometimes I have to go in on a Saturday because I will miss a day, but I always get my 5 in. And so there's really not much to update you guys on my workout routine besides that. I am getting bigger. The scale is up. My legs and arms and all the measurements are up, and that's a good thing because I want to build muscle right now. Now, my nutrition right now, my calories are pretty high. So I try to stick to like a 2,500 during the week. And then I have two off days, which I honestly just save for the weekend. And my off days are definitely over 2,500 calories. So my average is probably higher than 2,500, you know, 27, 28, maybe 3,000, something like that is my average. And I'm okay with that because I'm just trying to maintain my weight. I'm trying to build muscle, but kind of maintain my weight a little bit. Yeah, it is probably going to creep up. I know that because if you're building muscle, if you add more muscle, the scale will go up. But my main goal is to kind of maintain my weight and see how much muscle I can build and kind of maintain my weight. Now, that's from a rapid weight gain. From my bodybuilding show, I've gained a lot of weight and some of it was pretty rapid. It was too rapid. That was my mistake. So here I'm sharing my mistake. I did gain, you know, a rapid amount of weight, which is both muscle, which was good, but then also body fat as well. And I'm okay with that because I know if you do this naturally, and that means you don't have steroids and performance enhancing drugs, then you are always going to gain a little bit of body fat when you're bulking up, when you're trying to build muscle. And so that's why I'm okay with that. But I needed to slow down that weight gain a little bit, and that's what I've done. I've done a good job of kind of maintaining where I'm at and still continuing to build. Now, what's going well with my nutrition is I still have good food groups. So almost every day I'll have strawberries or raspberries, oatmeal, lean proteins like turkey and chicken. I eat those so much. Sometimes egg. Sometimes I love eggs and then I get sick of them. So right now I'm kind of sick of eggs, and so I don't have them very often. Not very often at all. But then all of a sudden I'll be like, ooh, this tastes good. And I'll bring eggs back. I don't know why I'm that way with eggs. protein bars right now. I like the Built Bar Puffs. I like those right now, but I kind of switch it up on those too. I bet I will go back to Quest here shortly. It's been a long time since I've had Quest, but I always go back to Quest. I think they're my number one and I just need to kind of like ditch them for a while, try some other ones, and then come back. And I'm like, ooh, I remember why I like Quest. But the Built Bar Puffs are great right now. Now, some nutritional things that I'm doing, some of you will call them mistakes. Some of them are mistakes, but some of them are purposeful, is I am saving room for treats almost daily. Now, treats right now are looking like cookies, or M&Ms. I try not to have too many treat options per day. I try to stick with one. Some of the cookies are like Monster cookies or what do you call them? The oatmeal no-bake cookies, the chocolate no-bake cookies. I like the peanut M&Ms or the peanut butter M&Ms and maybe ice cream. Now here's my, that's not a mistake by including those, especially because my calories are on the higher end. So I can fit those in and do a great job on hitting results and stuff. But here's the mistakes I've made is some of those foods are my all time favorites. They're palatable foods, meaning I eat one and I get hungrier, meaning I might have a slight addiction to some of those foods, it seems like. So what I'll do is I'm like, okay, I'm going to have one Monster cookie and I end up having two. I end up having three. I take those a little bit far. And I tend to do that and I see clients kind of do that when I'm trying to help them gain weight. So like, let's say you have somebody that loses 30 pounds. They're like, what's next? I'm like, well, you want to build muscle, right? You want to look more toned. You want to have these arms and legs and stuff. And they're like, yeah, I do. I want that. I'm like, okay, we're going to go into higher calorie. We're going to try to build up. And the scale is probably going to come up with that. And it makes them pretty nervous. But it seems like they do well for a while. And then as the calories get really high, it's like kind of nutritional mistakes come in and the portions get a little wonky and they kind of give in to cravings and stuff like that a little bit. And so it's like, well, Spencer, should you let them be eating treats? And like, it's up to them. I have some clients that don't have treats. We have some clients that have very limited treats. And then we have clients that might struggle a little bit. And so I think that's the challenge when you're gaining weight, when you're trying to put on muscle and your calories are high, is like you're going to be encouraged to kind of fit in some treats into there. And some of those treats kind of push you to go a little bit too far. So those are some recent mistakes that I have made, is some of those treats have gone a little bit too far. But everything on the whole is going really good. Supplements I'm taking, the list is too long. It should be its own podcast on its own. But I don't take like workout performance supplements. Right now, I'm not doing BCAAs. Right now, I don't do protein powder ever. Right now, I'm never going to do the pre-workout drink again. I'm not taking any of those like performance enhancers. I'm taking supplements for mental focus, digestion, stuff for the immune system, stuff for like my eyes and my skin and hair, you know, stuff like this. I'm taking different, there's one for memory. I'm taking a supplement for memory, and the list is really, really long. So I'm sorry I don't have the details there. But if you do want to take supplements, just like Google or look for somebody that I don't know, they specialize in supplementation or something like that, and come up with a list of like this vitamin or mineral has this benefit, and then just follow the benefits that you want. That's what I do, is I'm like, I want that benefit, so I take that. I want this benefit, so I'm going to take that. And that's what I would recommend for supplementation, because I'm always changing. I don't know why I do that. I'm always changing. There are some staples that I take all the time, but I just kind of look up benefits and I purchase the supplements that have those benefits. And I think I'm taking probably like 15 different vitamins, minerals, and herbs and things like that. That's my entire routine. I'm going to continue trying to build muscle until I feel it's time to cut some of the body fat so that I can reveal this muscle I'm building. Because when you build muscle and gain body fat, the body fat kind of covers up the cool details of your muscle. So I don't know when I'm going to do a fat loss phase and cut that off. I don't know if it'll be this fall or if I'll wait till January when everybody's doing it, so that I can lean out for the next spring and summer. Because I do. I always want to be lean for spring and summer. So I know eventually I'm going to align with that goal. I just don't know when I'm going to start. We'll see. I hope this helps hearing my routine. Spencer, signing off.